This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Do you agree with Donald Trump's vision of America first when it comes to foreign policy?
I'm glad to hear him talking about ending our country's interventionist regime change war policies. As you know, this is something that I've been talking about for years, that we need to stop the destruction that's been caused by our country continuously getting involved in these counterproductive regime change wars that not only end up strengthening our enemy in groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but they actually end up causing more suffering for the people in these countries where we are intervening, as in Syria now.
I know you feel that way about Syria and Libya and Iraq. Do you feel that way about Afghanistan?
Afghanistan is a little bit of a different situation,
right. Okay.
but yes, essentially.
You met with Donald Trump 2 weeks after he was elected. There was some speculation that he might offer you a cabinet position or some sort of position. Were you hoping to work in the Trump administration?
I love my job. The people of Hawaii chose to rehire me again in November, and I look forward to continuing to work for them. My goal in going there, in receiving the invitation to speak to President-elect Trump, was to speak specifically about the situation in Syria, the dangerous consequences of escalating the regime change war that the United States is fueling there, along with countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Turkey. Escalating that through a so-called no-fly zone or safe zone, and urging him to end our regime change war there, to stop funding both directly and indirectly groups that are working with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and to stop funneling those dollars and weapons and other assistance through these other countries like Saudi Arabia, who are directly supporting these terrorist groups, who are supposed to be our enemy, who we're supposed to be fighting to defeat.
And tell me about the legislation. You have a bill that you introduced today that would address loopholes. You say have allowed American taxpayer dollars to fund terror groups such as Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria. Are you really suggesting that the U.S. government is funding these terrorist groups?
I'm not only suggesting it. This is the reality that we're living in.
And not directly, though.
Most Americans, you know, if you or I were to go and provide money, weapons or support or whatever to a group like Al-Qaeda or ISIS, we would immediately be thrown in jail. However, the U.S. government has been providing money, weapons, intel assistance, and other types of support through the CIA directly to these groups that are working with and are affiliated with Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
So you're saying the CIA is giving money to groups in Syria, and those groups are working with al-Nusra and ISIS?
There have been numerous reports from the New York Times to the Wall Street Journal and other news outlets who have declared that these rebel groups have formed these battlefield alliances with Al-Qaeda, that essentially these Al-Qaeda groups are in charge of every single rebel group on the ground fighting in Syria to overthrow the Syrian government.
Now, the U.S. government says that they vet the groups that they give money to very, very closely. And that you're wrong. There are not alliances between groups that the American Taxpayers Fund and these other groups. Obviously, they all are fighting Assad.
I beg to differ. Evidence has shown time and time again that is not the case, that we are both directly and indirectly supporting these groups who are allied with our partners.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, friend. Coming from New York. Yes, we're here in New York City because it's just my favorite time of the year and my favorite place to be in this time of year, too. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. More information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And you can get involved in the conversation. Let me know at BMartinezLive. Stephanie Oswald is with us, editor of Travel Girl, which is more than a magazine, she says. It's a feeling, you know. Her readers have the information they need for successful, practical, and pleasurable journeys in today's ever-changing world. Stephanie, let's bring you on. You're far from New York, but you're getting ready to come back yourself here in a couple weeks, huh?
You've got that right, Bill. Yes, I am in New Orleans, which is another wonderful, wonderful destination. And
yes,
feel lucky to be here, but I also love coming back to New York. Just like you said, nothing like New York during the holidays.
What is it about New York? I mean, to me, it's just one of those sentimental wonders. Is it just because when we were kids, we grew up with the movies based out of New York, or the fact that there's 8 million people all clustered together with the holiday festivities and that, or what is it?
Well, there's a magic there. There's a buzz that you feel when you're walking around the streets and, you know, when the Empire State Building turns green and red and the snowflakes are falling and you walk by the windows at Macy's or all the big, beautiful Christmas store windows during the holidays. It's just fabulous. And seeing the Rockettes in person, it's so important. You got to do that. And go ice skating at Rockefeller Center and Central Park. I mean, those are just really important memories that must be had.
And speaking of the Rock, I mean, this is turning into, the New York Chamber is going to love this because we're giving it such a big plug, but it's definitely worth it. Believe it or not, I've been coming to New York here now for over 20 years. This is going to be our first time to see the Rockettes. Can you believe that?
Oh, I mean, we've always. Oh, my God.
I know. Can you believe it? I am so looking forward to it. So it was on my bucket list. I didn't even know it was on my bucket list, but we're going to be able to, check it off after this weekend. So we'll get a chance to see those high-stepping, high-kicking girls, this weekend.
It's one thing to watch them on TV, but to see them in person, you're going to get goosebumps. It's fantastic. And, Bill, you mentioned bucket list, and that is, that's on my list of 5 travel trends for the new year. Bucket list buzz, because, ten years ago, nobody talked about bucket list. But now, you've got that bucket list, and you've got to work on it. So that's something you can do with your family. This is a great time of year to do it, and just look at the year ahead and say, hey, what is on our list that we can check off? And then giving people that gift of travel for the holidays can help them have that anticipation and really have something to look forward to.
Well, and you brought up something here earlier, Stephanie, about not only travel, but who you travel with and the quality time that you spend with somebody when you're traveling. I mean, there's just something about memories that you have for yourself, but there's memories when you have with someone else that adds to the fun and the dimension of the memory, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it's really about getting people into a place where, you know, if you are in a place that no one's ever been to, it's just exciting for everyone. You feel like a kid again. And sometimes some people need to be in a new place. They can't, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I can have family time in my living room. Well, yeah, you can, but it's going to be a lot better if you're walking on the beach or you're at the Broadway show or, you know, mm-hmm. going to the top of
or sharing beignets in Louisiana, right?
Exactly.
In New Orleans, right now.
Exactly.
Well, and I guess that's one of the reasons why travel is such a great gift. And you may not have thought about it, about gifting somebody with travel, but it is in and of itself a great idea for a gift this holiday season, right?
Absolutely. You know, you can buy someone a toaster and they'll make toast, but you can plan a trip and you're giving them so much more. And you can be really creative with this too. So, for example, if listeners haven't been to New York and they're thinking, well, I want to pack up my family and we'll plan a trip to New York, you know, you could get them, go to the grocery store and get some apples and give them, you know, put some apples in their stocking and say, hey, you know, this is just a great way to talk about, we're going to go to the Big Apple sometime this year.
Exactly.
Or maybe
right.
you want to take your family to the beach. So you get beach balls or beach blankets for everyone and then tell them, hey, you know what, we're going to head down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and that's going to be exciting. Or if you are going to come to New Orleans, you know, these are three destinations I love. Maybe you do get them a box of beignet mix and you give that to them and
yes.
say, hey, you know, in a few months, we're going to go to Jazz Fest. And that's the type of thing you can be really creative with this. It's not that they won't have anything to unwrap under the tree, but just having something to look forward to is really, really important.
How, you know, we talked about New York, and, of course, you've been in Atlanta. I mean, as a CNN correspondent and travel producer as well for the Weather Channel, you've had a lot of traveling to do. What are your favorite, in addition to New York, your favorite winter destinations that you think people, you know, need to think about?
Recommend heading to the beach during the winter, because a lot of people think the beach is only for the summertime, and yes, we're all going to go and get our tans, and you're not going to get the same tan when you go during the wintertime, but I really highly recommend it. And one of my favorites on the East Coast is Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, because there's so much
yes.
to do there, 60 miles of coastline, so much nature and history. So I do recommend, you know, and again, going to one of your favorite places, even if you've seen a place any other time of year, it's always different during the holidays. And right
exactly.
now,
right.
you know, you mentioned the light shows in New York, amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, if you've never been to Myrtle Beach, there's a place called Brook Green Gardens, and it has just beautiful sculpture art, amazing Spanish moss on the live oak trees, and they've got something called Knights of a Thousand Candles, and there's nothing like it anywhere in the United States. More than 5,000 hand-lit lights and 60,000 lights. I mean, you're going to see millions of lights hanging from these trees. It's just incredible, and it's like an outdoor museum, only you know, you're walking around, and usually the weather's, you know, might be a little chilly, but you're probably still going to be able to just enjoy yourself outside, and that's just, those are the types of things you can enjoy this time of year.
Okay, well, give us your best travel girl advice when it comes to, you know, promoting quality time. What's a good destination?
Well, the key is finding a place that that's going to have something for everyone, and just really making sure, you know, like you said, Bill, the fact that who you're with is important, as well as where you are, because having everyone put their cell phones down and say, you know, I also joke around, another gift you can give your family is a real camera, so that people don't say, oh, I've got to have my cell phone because I got to take pictures.
Right.
And I do that all the time. I'm totally guilty of it. So I finally realized the only way I'm not going to have that issue is if I say, okay, we're going to get a real camera, or buy everyone a throwaway camera. But I mean, finding that, sitting down with everyone and saying, hey, where have we never been before? Maybe your family's never been to Disney, so this is the year to plan that trip.
Yes.
Or maybe you've
exactly.
never been to Hawaii. You know, finding a place that is going to really give your family those memories that they want. Very important.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we did Christmas in Hawaii, Melekelekemaka. I mean, it was interesting. You know, Santa in a surfer's outfit. It was very cool.
Well, you know, what else is important, too, is getting everyone involved. So giving everyone, even the littlest person who's traveling with you, a job to do. So somebody's in charge of restaurants, somebody's in charge of theater, someone's in charge of finding a place to stay. And going to the Tourism Board website is really important to do your research.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of ideas flying around here. Stephanie and I could be talking, you know, for several hours about the different ideas. Hopefully we kind of tweak your curiosity a little bit so you can go find that affordable vacation for the holidays, that special time to make memories, especially quality time with somebody you love and you care about. How much fun would that be? That would really add something real special to the holidays. Stephanie, where can people go for more information?
Well, if they love the beach idea, you want to go to visitmyrtlebeach.com. If you want to check out Travel Girl Magazine's website, it's Travel Girl Inc., travelgirlinc.com. And also, Bill, tell them to follow me on Twitter at Travel Girl Steph, Travel Girl STEPH, and I will tweet out some more of these tips.
Person Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey! Happy New Year to you! In jail! Go on home, they're waiting for you!
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for an announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
If only we would be so excited about the real reason for the season. This is Bill Martinez live, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lee Strobel is with us. Gosh, Lee and I spoke years and years ago when he had first introduced his classic, The Case for Christ, which is his true life story. It is his testimony. And I guess this is what makes it so powerful, because in many ways, it was like the blind man who could see again. A real simple, irrefutable testimony, a very personal testimony that Lee then went out and told and shared with millions. He could not contain himself. I mean, there's just something about good news. It is infectious and has been rather encouraging. And Lee has been a one-man evangelistic powerhouse, I might say, because people, you know, looking at his life and listening to what he had to say. I mean, we're talking a once avowed, committed atheist who had an encounter with Jesus Christ, and he's never been the same. Lee Strobel, good to be talking to you. It's been too many years since you and I have been on the radio together, so good to reconnect and talk about this forthcoming movie.
Well, thank you, Bill. Great to talk to you again. You're right, it has been too long.
Yeah, and so, and along the way, of course, this year, congratulations for your recent release, The Case for Grace, which just won the 2016 Nonfiction Book of the Year from EPCA. You know, and so for, as I said, for the last 25 years, it has been your heart's love and work to share the truth, your truth that you experienced and the difference in your life, and people see what happened to Lee Strobel and say, hey, I want what Lee has.
Well, it has been a great adventure, and you're right. It was such a shock for me as a committed atheist, having spent 2 years of my life to investigate the historical evidence and the scientific evidence concerning Jesus and Christianity, to come to that conclusion that ultimately it's a faith that's based on solid historical grounding. Mm-hmm. And especially when you look at the resurrection of Jesus, which is really the linchpin of the faith and really the focus of this film that we're doing called The Case for Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, in much the same way as Josh McDowell, who was an atheist, and he said, look, and you talk about the linchpin of the resurrection, he felt the same way. He said, look, if I can disprove the resurrection, if I can find a body and disprove that Jesus rose from the dead, then that really kills Christianity right where it lies, doesn't it?
That's exactly true. I mean, the Apostle Paul said, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what makes Christianity unusual among world religions is that it invites investigation. And as Paul said, you know, check it out. And if Jesus did not physically return from the dead in an actual event of history, then you are fully warranted in walking away from Christianity. So it puts that challenge out there. And as an atheist, as a journalist trained in law, I couldn't resist the fact that these are historical issues that can be checked out.
Right.
You know, did Jesus live? Did he die? Was he encountered afterwards? Those are historical questions that can be investigated. And so that's what I did for 2 years of my life after my wife, who was agnostic, came to faith. And I began to see positive changes in her character and her values. It really encouraged me to use my journalism training and legal training to investigate these questions.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Lee earned his Bachelor of Journalism from the University of Missouri, his Master's of Studies in Law at Yale Law School. He was an investigative reporter. I mean, this was, you know, his investigative work was renowned. It was quite noted. So, Lee, it's as if you were handpicked in much the same way the Apostle Paul was handpicked. You know, God knew from the background and in the training and said, okay, for a time such as this, Lee Strobel is my man.
Well, I tell you, it has really launched an adventure in my life because it's given me the opportunity to talk to people about the historical data, the evidence that I find so compelling and so convincing. And as you say, not just me, but so many people, especially those trained in law. You know, you look at Sir Lionel Lutkoo, who was the most successful defense attorney who ever lived, knighted twice by Queen Elizabeth, a member of the highest court of his land, and was a skeptic about the resurrection, spent years investigating it, and his conclusion was, he said, I say unequivocally that the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so overwhelming that it compels acceptance by proof, which leaves absolutely no room for doubt.
Exactly.
So, you know, when you apply these legal standards and you begin to look at what is evidence, what constitutes reliable evidence, you really find a compelling, clear case for the resurrection of Jesus.
Exactly. Well, Lee, you know, as an atheist, most atheists say that, to become a person of faith, it's as if you've got to check your brains in at the door and not have your brains come in with you. But as you pointed out earlier, whether it's Paul, God himself says, look at, hey, talk, let's talk. Let's have the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, let's walk through this. I mean, there's nothing hidden up the sleeve here, is there?
No, exactly not. I mean, so many atheists who really, like me, spend the time to thoroughly investigate the evidence, find that this is not based on wishful thinking or make-believe or fairy tales, but really does have a strong foundation in history and fact. So it's kind of surprising to some people because they think of faith as being something you believe, even though you know in your heart it can't be true, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When actually faith is a step we take in the same direction that the evidence is pointing, which is logical and rational. We do that every day in our lives in so many different ways, responding to evidence, and yet taking a step in that same direction. And that's what I found, as I investigated Christianity. I don't have to check my brain at the door, but I take a step of faith that's logical and rational because it's in the same direction that the evidence, the arrows of the evidence are pointing.
Was it in terms of a point of view, and this might sound a little ethereal here, but, you know, what in my conversations with other atheists, they say, Bill, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I found that certainly was a lot less energy. You know, once I got over the hump and I made the commitment and started going with the evidence, and, you know, I started having one oh yeah moment after another, that it just was maybe a little tweak to the worldview is the way they put it. And I thought, well, that's interesting. You know, wasn't anything, even though the results were dramatic, it's just a little adjustment is the way they put it. Did you?
Oh, that's interesting. In terms of their response to the evidence?
Yes, exactly. That, you know, it's having eyes to see and ears to hear. I mean, it was always around them, but they just didn't see it. And then all of a sudden, it was like somebody pulled the blindfolds off.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, I spent 2 years in this investigation, and as the evidence accumulated over that time, it was like being on a scale, and the scale was tipping further and further and further. Until finally I realized that in light of the clear and compelling evidence for the truth of Christianity that I had encountered in this investigation, I realized it would take more faith to maintain my atheism to become a Christian.
Exactly.
In other words, the preponderance of the evidence pointed so convincingly toward the truth of the faith that it was a logical step to take to respond to that. And you see that in the film, The Case for Christ, that moment when the scales tip, and when you realize that this is true, you know, what do you do then? And I turn to John 1:12, which kind of has an equation of what it means to become a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Believe plus receive equals become.
Well, the movie that we're talking about releases in the springtime of 2017. We can't wait for it, Lee. Congratulations on The Case for Christ, the movie, which I guess has just been a natural evolution from, you know, the book, The Case for Christ, right?
Yeah, we're very excited about it. Faye Dunaway is in it, Academy Award winner. Great cast, great script, but it's all based on a true story, which I think, as you said earlier, makes it all the more compelling.
All the more. That's great. Lee Strobel on Bill Martinez Live. Lee, thank you so much. All the best to you. Merry Christmas.
You too, Bill.
You got it. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are, America.
This report is brought to you by FICO. Holiday season is finally here. That means more time with loved ones, more delicious food on our plates, and even more spending at every corner. But did you know that under-budgeting your holiday plans could put your credit score on the naughty list? Financial expert Manisha Thakur has a few tips on how to stay on top of your credit score and keep your holiday season festive without breaking your bank.
It's really important to know where your credit stands before you start making that gift list. Start by checking your FICO score online to lay the foundations for a realistic budget that you can stick to. And consider paying down credit balances as utilization counts for 30% of your score. New credit cards also affect your FICO score, so be sure to shy away from those tempting store accounts. Most importantly, keep an eye out for any suspicious activity causing mischief on your account. That way, your holiday giving can be generous and responsible.
For more holiday tips, visit www.ficoscore.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Bill Martinez live.
No, no, I want to fix your right undercover knife. Do you want to get ready by the rifle?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
No!
Wow. What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's time for Coach Kevin Collins, who holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine, like yours truly, having served stateside during the Vietnam War, retired New York City police officer, and a member of the American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Coach, I'm heading to New York. Can I get one of those cards that, give me favor with the NYPD?
A get out of jail free card.
Well, I don't want to quite put it like that, Coach. But I mean, you know, hey, any time I can get favor in the big city, and of course, this is our favorite time of the year when we head to New York and enjoy a little bit of the Christmas season in only the way that Manhattan can do it.
Yeah, it's really nice this time of year. But it's not too cold, but it's nice and crisp, and you're. You walk around and see all the sights in Midtown Manhattan. It's a great great place to be.
Well, it's good fun. Well, we've had another good week for Team Trump, as we say, and it looks like he's loading up his team with some Marines. We're adding another Marine to the team here, maybe?
Yeah, General Kelly.
Yeah.
It's interesting that it looks like Trump has flipped another script.
Mm-hmm.
He either side, but Democrat or Republican, is to run in the middle, you know, and then try to, run to the right if you're Republican to get the nomination
and then
tone down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy really, you could say that he ran in the middle. Pretty much, just a little bit to the right during the primaries and the way up and during the election, and now here he is. He's gone hard right in his picks in the cabinet, and I'm loving it. I really am.
Yeah, we're not even talking about his official announcement for a Supreme Court nominee to fill that vacant spot.
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, it's interesting. The moves that he's starting to make, like he's talking to Heitkamp up in North Dakota, a Democrat female senator, about putting her somewhere in his administration. Of course, that will open up another sure win in a special election for the Republicans. And Joe Manchin is beginning to look like he wants to play ball as well. And, you know, when these people come over, I think that they will be very loyal because they'll always be under the microscope and they'll always be suspect. So everything that they do better be loyal. And, of course, Manchin is already saying that the Democrats should not hold the national defense hostage by playing games with the waiver for General Mattis.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's pulling everything to the right. Tom Price for Health and Human Services is terrific. I mean, that says goodbye to Obamacare.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, of course, his pick with Betsy DeVos to head education. Boy, I'll tell you, I know a lot of people are very encouraged by that, especially those forward-thinking in education. Of course, the unions are scrambling a bit because they feel threatened. And they should, Coach. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
When are we going to start having some accountability? This is what we appreciate about Donald Trump. You know, he grew up with accountability. You know, for every dollar you invested, you had to have something back. There's no such thing as getting less than. It's always more than because that's the way business works.
And you mentioned the unions, Bill. I mean, look, the other day you had a union leader of the local steel workers involved in the carrier of JobSave.
Right.
And I'm saying, yeah, he lied. It wasn't 1,100 jobs. It was 800. wait.
Yeah.
If he said 1,100 and it turned out to be 80, that's different. But, you know, in the slide up and down, that's close enough for government work, but it's also close enough to show that this guy's mouth is full of sour grapes and he still doesn't get it.
Yeah, I mean, actually, Coach, if the government worked that close, we'd be happier, wouldn't we? With those kind of numbers, you know, close enough for government work was something that you and I grew up with. But today's redefinition of what that means, it's, you know, that's the kind of meaning that gave you $20 trillion in debt and some manufactured unemployment rate.
And some red faces. Did you see that in the Pentagon?
Mm.
Where they were told where they could cut, $125 billion? And that recommendation just went up in smoke and disappeared.
Exactly.
Oh, we never got that.
We never got that memo. It got lost in translation.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, Boeing got the memo, though, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And, you know, again, this guy is very slick. The president-elect, and I'm loving him, but he knows how to send messages both directly and rebound. He throws them around the corner, and they come back and hit you in the back of the head before you even knew that he threw it.
Right.
So it's like, well, it's only going to cost $1.5 billion, not $4 billion. And the average person hears that. $1.5 billion. Right. Really? I mean, it probably is worth it, but again, he's getting the average guy on his side, and the numbers, his approval numbers are showing it.
Yeah, well, he's asking questions, Coach, that, you know, President Obama never asked. Didn't, you know, hey, look, I need a fleet of Cadillacs here. Just whip them on up, you know, and let's not worry about it. Here he is. We're talking about an update of Air Force One, and he's doing it with some responsibility and going, hey, look, I'm not writing an open check here. This is the people's money. It's going to be held accountable. He's being transparent. This is a breath of fresh air, Coach. And, you know, I don't know what Nancy Pelosi says about that other than it begins to example to everybody in Congress and everybody in government what it's all about. It's about, you know, accountability. It's about the respectable and excellent stewardship of the people's money.
Yeah. And you mentioning Nancy Pelosi reminds me, could you imagine if it was a Republican who attacked a black nominee for housing and urban development?
Yes, right.
It was terribly unqualified. You know, and that's what she did with Ben Carson.
Yes.
And really, it wasn't so much tongue-in-cheek. Actually, I'm to the point where I believe it. I tweeted, she ought to resign. She ought to apologize and resign, because that's what would have happened if it was a Republican that did that.
Well, but we know, double standards abound. They still will continue. You know, the mainstream media, until they finally get shamed into doing their job the way they're supposed to do, you know, they're going to continue to carry the water for this ideology. They're still stinging, and, you know, just like the union's contempt for what Donald Trump did. My goodness, when was the last time we had a president said, hey, you don't want to leave this country, and I'm going to encourage you, and also I'm going to incentivize the rest of those companies that want to leave, and that is that if you leave, then you're not going to have a free access to this consumer base that you've had previously.
Exactly. Exactly.
What a novel concept, Coach. What a novel concept.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, standing up for the American people, that's right. Yeah. What an interesting concept. Instead of just rolling over and saying, oh, there's nothing we can do.
Right.
Of course they're saying nothing we can do, because the unions will stop sending them money. But Trump doesn't need that money.
Right, exactly. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. We've got more from the coach on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill.
This report is brought to you by Wahl. The holidays are upon us, and there's no better way to cross that special guy off your list than with a new clipper or trimmer from Wahl. Drew Krasny is a consumer tech expert.
I love the holidays because they give me an excuse to exercise my gift-giving muscles with everyone I care about. It's not just about shopping for a gift. You're shopping for the right gift. So it's the perfect way to show someone you care. One gift guys can always use is grooming tools. The powerful new Lithium Ion Plus trimmer for facial hair and Elite Pro Hair Clipper from Wahl are great for any guy. With the latest technology in batteries and motors and patented ground blades, they're guaranteed to do a smooth, even cut every time. They'll satisfy even the most particular guys with their sleek industrial design. And you can pick them up at major retailers nationwide for under $69.99.
To learn more about these and other products from Wahl, please visit WahlHolidayGifts.com.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Christmas is a time to be thankful, but when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia,
you put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you along with us. Bill Martinez here and Coach Kevin Collins. Yes, the one and only retired New York City police officer, member of American Mensa, NYCPD Honor Legion, one of the few, and I mean one of the few, who had it right all along regarding Donald Trump. And, of course, he's lighting everything up right now with accountability, with the populace, not just a message, but, Coach, with populace action. He's backing it up.
Sure. Sure, he really is. Just the other day, there was I saw an article that said that he's picking up, and this is my determination based on the number. It seems like he's picked up about a quarter of a point of approval a day.
Wow!
At that rate, he's gonna be up in the upper 50s by inauguration day. And the sky's going to be limit from there. So, you know, people are getting on board. People are beginning to understand that they were lied to about Trump and his intentions. And, you know, and it's showing. It really is.
Without a doubt. And, Coach, it really makes hollow the argument that the Dems are trying to put out there regarding this popular vote argument. I mean, my goodness, you can take out New York and California or whatever and, you know, look at the popular. I mean, it is such a weak argument to try to use that as some sort of shield to negate in any level the approval rating or, you know, the vote that a majority of Americans gave to one Donald Trump.
Well, let me tell you that's going to hang around. Because they don't have much to hang their hat on. They, as I've said many times, they have to decide what lie to tell. But when we begin to see the numbers solidify towards the end of this cycle, but I mean cycle, I'm already in the 2018 cycle. when Trump essentially empties out these sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties in California, and the votes aren't there because they just aren't there anymore, then, I mean, that's going to be proof positive, not only only that, it was a good idea to get rid of the illegal aliens, but also that it was a great protector of our electoral system.
Exactly.
Now, you know, Trump has said, again, the other day, he said, this is going to be the administration that solves the illegal immigrant problem, and that's, wow.
That's a huge one to go after, no doubt about it. But focusing on the rule of law will go a long way to that end. Coach, will Donald Trump, I mean, and this is, you talk about a big project. I'm not talking about his first 100 days, but he talked about the system being rigged. And there's a big question, you know, and Jill Stein agitated the situation even more in terms of the voting system, the illegal voting and all this, whether it's from illegal aliens, the shenanigans the Democrats said. I mean, quote unquote, we've been doing this for 50 years. We've been busing people. We're not about to stop now, right? This was what was revealed in the Veritas videos. Including our former Attorney General, Eric Holder, who insists, looks in the camera, absolutely says, he might as well even use Barack Obama's term, one iota of voter fraud going on in America. But, you know, I keep saying, well, it's hard to really give that statement much veracity when people keep getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud. And we spoke with Megan Barth out of Vegas, and she's been heading a big investigation there that they're unfolding regarding massive voter fraud that is most incredible, Coach. People, when we've heard this in different parts of the country, people are dying or dead and voting. I mean, it's an absolute miracle what the Democrats have been able to do. You know, they raise people from the dead, and even if they're formerly Republicans, somehow they rise to vote Democrat. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, but, you know, what we've seen, at least at the beginning part of these farcical recounts, is that in a lot of cases, there hasn't been the systemic fraud that we can put a finger on, and I'm not arguing against the fact that there's fraud. I believe there's fraud, but I think that in this case, this cycle, a lot of these stories that hit the media having to do with arrests for voter fraud and actual imprisonment at the end of cases that have gone on for a couple of years have served as cold water down the back of the little people that are necessary. I mean, look, down in Florida, in Miami-Dade County, the authorities, they had locked up two women. One of them, they locked her up in the street. They followed her from a house. They let her drop off her children at school. And as soon as the kids were safely out of the way so they couldn't see what was happening, they arrested her right there in the street. And that and her and another woman were observed and reported by other coworkers for committing voter fraud. So, that's not to let them off the hook. That Veritas video shows that that's their intention. Mm-hmm. But I think that in this case, the good guys might have just been able to slide by.
Right.
But
do we come to some sort of conclusion with this, Coach? Is that does it warrant an investigation beyond a recount to where we really look at it and all this innuendo that's put out there regarding the Diebold voting machine, that it is easily manipulated? Within 20 seconds, you can rig a machine. Is it even possible? Because are we asking the government to do brain surgery on themselves to expect them to come up with some sort of hearty conclusion that we the people could appreciate?
Well, it's time, obviously, for a national voter registration card that you would put into a machine at the voting place, and it would register you there. That's it, period. Mm-hmm. Your name. And you couldn't vote in some other state. You couldn't even vote down the street. And that's going to go a long way. And now we have the pieces in place to make that happen.
Right.
We have a president that wants it to happen, and we'll have a Congress that will want it to happen, and like 34 states that will make it happen. Mm-hmm. So I think that we're going to see cleaner election.
exactly.
Really, right?
It's embarrassing. But, you know, look at this is, you know, we understand what, you know, why they do it. And, you know, what's up, what's in play here.
Yeah.
I mean, the leader of this country, the leader of the free world, you know, and not to mention in some cases, you know, some of the stuff that's not so pretty about politics. But this is why we appreciate Donald Trump. He is not your politician's politician. We love the idea that he's independent and not beholden. And, you know, more than anything else, Coach, what I am so excited, I may have said this to you last time, I'm just excited because I'm seeing and hearing about people dreaming again. Big business. I mean, I talked with Bank of America last week. They said they're getting more people inquiring about, you know, opening up that small business that they put off for a long time. The idea that Donald Trump, who is so business-centric, is going to open up an incredible amount of opportunity for small business in this country, which is the absolute backbone of our economy here, is real exciting because I think of all the years gone by, and what a waste the last 10 years have been in terms of stifling big dreams, stifling businesses that could have been, causing people to go out of business. For what? You know, what did the Democrats gain by doing that?
Well, you know, it's one of those mysteries. You just wonder, do they think that they don't live in the same country that we live in? I mean, do they think that when they stifle our economy, it's not going to hurt them in the long run? It shows how greedy and egocentric these people really are.
Well, Coach, but this is why our founding fathers believed that those that made the laws should live under the law. There's so many exemptions for the ruling elite that, yes, I mean, to your point, to answer your question directly, is, yeah, they don't see it that way. It's kind of like go back in the days when we had the big problem with Detroit, right? They were, you know, everyday Americans going, man, these cars are a piece of junk. And, we're, you know, they started going and buying Japan, you know. Heck, and they go, well, why, what's going on? Why don't they like our car? We put together a great car. Well, what they failed to realize is that most Americans didn't have a mechanic that they could bring their car to in the garage and have them fix the car while they were at work. Because in Detroit, every time they'd come to the office, they hey, Joe, you know, the car's acting up. It sounds it's sputtering here a little bit. Well, the mechanic would go in, he'd tweak it up, and they think, wow, this is a great car. But that's not the way the rest of America was living with the Detroit-made cars.
Well, the rest of America has stood up and said, in Italian, basta.
Yes, exactly. Well, and the thing is, Coach, to your point, America needs to continue to remain standing, to hold Donald Trump accountable, hold the Republicans accountable. Look it, they got a dream sweep. They got both houses of Congress. They've got the Oval Office, and it's up to them to not mess this up, right?
I agree, and it's up to people in the media to, like yourself, to keep that pressure up and keep talking about it, because you're not going to get any help from the old media.
Exactly. Well, Coach, we're out of time. Remind everybody, coachesteam.com, right? That's where they need to go?
That's it, coachesteam.com, and you can stop by and get the book, The Dirty Locked Away History of the Democrat Party, at Amazon.
Yeah, great reading, I'll tell you. It will shock some. I understand that. Coach Kevin
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4222.